is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The White House today sought to clear up any confusion over what federal workers are expected to report about their activities. Stacey Lynn reports.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt called it a very simple task.
Sending 5 bullet points to your direct supervisor or manager, CCing OPM.
There are over 2.4 million federal workers.
We've had more than 1 million workers who have chosen to participate.
That's less than half of the workforce.
There are a lot of Americans without a job, but there may be some openings in New York.
With Elon Musk's Doge slashing jobs, Governor Kathy Hochul has launched an initiative called You're Hired.
The federal government might say you're fired, but here in New York, we say you're hired.
She touts the state's 12 weeks of paid parental leave and how the state is temporarily waiving the civil service exam requirements for many of its job openings.
Whatever your skills, we value public service.
Interested federal workers can find the job listings at ny.gov/wewantyou. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
On the legal front, a federal judge has given the Trump administration less than 2 days to release billions of dollars in foreign aid. The judge says the administration has given no sign of complying with his nearly two-week-old court order to do so. House Speaker Mike Johnson hoped to bring a budget bill to the floor today, but there is fierce opposition from Democrats over the deep cuts. Hakeem Jeffries.
Let me be clear. House Democrats will not provide a single vote to this reckless Republican budget. Not one.
Medicaid is the main concern. CBS's Caitlin Huey Byrne spoke to Johnson today.
He's saying we don't want to necessarily touch Medicaid as the program. We want to get these savings by rooting out fraud, waste, and abuse within the program. But the amount of cuts that they are talking about require some pretty heavy cuts across the board.
With the Gaza ceasefire in doubt, Deborah Potter reports Israel is using more military force in the West Bank.
Bulldozers have demolished large areas of the Jenin refugee camp, and the local municipality says military engineers could be seen making preparations for a long-term stay.
The conference board said today consumer confidence has declined again. Business reporter Jason Brooks.
Consumers are the most pessimistic about employment prospects in 10 months, while inflation expectations jumped to 6% for the year ahead. The board says inflation and prices continue to dominate write-in responses, and that there was a sharp increase and mentions about tariffs and trade.
On Wall Street, the Dow is currently up more than 200 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The 41-year-old Kenosha man accused of a fatal stabbing earlier this month has been bound over for trial. That means court proceedings will proceed against Justin Tursik. He's accused of killing Andrew Fankush February 3rd. It happened at a home Fankush was just moving into. The home was formerly owned by Tursik's grandmother. If you've got about 20 minutes, you could get the Racine Unified point of view when it comes to them asking for more money. The district and superintendent, Soren Gajewski, had posted a video explaining the ask for $190 million. The operational referendum is on the April ballot. In addition to the online effort to sway voters, the first of two town hall meetings to talk about the issue is next Tuesday. Storm spotter sessions have been planned for April in Racine County. They'll be held at the Gateway IMET Center in Sturtevant April 17th. There's more on the Racine County Emergency Management website. And several Racine County swimmers have reached the podium at state. You can read all about the outstanding local athletes at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers' spring training continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers trying out players and adding familiar faces like Mark Canna, returning with a minor league deal. He could serve as a DH or first baseman. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 12-8. On Sunday, left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby struggled in his first outing against the Rockies, coming off shoulder surgery from nearly 2 years ago.
Even though it's frustrating, frankly, everything felt pretty good. I felt a little bit of rush, maybe a little adrenaline, just getting back out there for the first time. but healthy.
College basketball, the Badgers back in action at the Kohl Center against the Washington Huskies. Greg guarded practice after Saturday's overtime loss to Oregon.
It will be a good learning experience for us if it hasn't been already. We've gone through the film, but then you got to flush it. As I said to the team, I said, we didn't have a parade last week when we beat Purdue, right? We're not going to have a funeral today when we lost. You have to keep it in balance.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and still unseasonably warm today with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Got rain rolling in overnight tonight and lingering through early tomorrow morning, and it could be mixed with a little bit of snowfall. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy day with highs returning to the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
For local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Diane Carlson is executive director of the Racine Arts Council. And Diane, what do you have for us today?
I actually want to take a second to talk about an event that the Racine Arts Council itself will be presenting.
Okay.
It doesn't come up until March, but the deadline for the early bird ticket discounts is March 1st. So I want to make sure everybody knows about it now.
Okay.
We're hosting Art Seeds Showcase. Creativity in Bloom. It'll happen on the afternoon of Saturday, March 22nd at UW Parkside. The afternoon will kick off with free workshops. Just drop in and speak to practicing professionals in literature, vocal performance, and visual art. The second half of the afternoon will feature performances by the Choral Arts Society, Racine Concert Band, Over Our Head Players, and Sweatshop Movement. And then five more groups will be on hand to present their current projects, which will include Racine Video Productions with an animated movie, Mansfield Mysteries, which has an international podcast right here from Racine Zoo's Mural, Belief Survivors Photo Voice Project, and the Poetry Movement's Poems on Buses Project. Plus, the Parkside Galleries will be open, which are all featuring local artists, and there will be hors d'oeuvres in a cash bar.
Well, there
we're
you
also
go.
Building in some.
You got me on hors d'oeuvres.
Yay. There's time to network and collaborate. Now, tickets will increase by $10 after March 1st. So I kind of invite everyone to visit our website and get yours now. So you can pick those up at RacineArtsCouncil.org. There's a tab for the showcase at RacineArtsCouncil.org. And get your tickets this week.
And the event is March 22nd, you said?
March 22nd. It'll take place just down the road at Parkside.
All right, very good. RacineArtsCouncil.org is the website. Diane Carlson is Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time. you want to be free. But you come running back. I said you were baby. You come running back. I told you so many times before. You come running back to me. It's time. He's on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke and her Midwest Farm Report. You can hear that weekday mornings between 5 and 6 a.m. and has reports throughout the day, so keep up to date with all things agriculture. It's all part of the local news and timeless hints we present here on WRJN.
Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
If you're planning a Mardi Gras celebration, you gotta stop at O&H Danish Bakery and pick up their King Cake Kringle. O&H's special cream cheesecake kringle is all dressed up and decorated with Mardi Gras colors. And while supplies last, it includes 3 strands of Mardi Gras beads, so do stop by. While there, be sure to pre-order your Fat Tuesday Punchkies, the best punchkies on the planet. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit, express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, you know Nestle has deep ties to Burlington, Wisconsin, right? Well, coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about some of the Nestle products you use every single day. Maybe you don't know about some of them. We'll talk about it coming up on WRJN.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. Temptation has. You've got to love me. You've got to love me tonight. Got to love me, baby, yeah. Oh, well, that innocence is just a game, but just the same.
Oh, guess I'll just take your glasses.
John Fred and his Playboy band and Judy in Disguise on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Don't forget, we've got high school basketball for you this week. Next game coming up this Thursday night, Westosha Central at Waterford. Pregame at 6:30, tip-off at 7. Dick Rasefa has the call. Remember, you can see the entire WRJN sports schedule online at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 41-year-old Kenosha man accused of a fatal stabbing earlier this month has been bound over for trial. That means court proceedings will proceed against Justin Tursik. He's accused of killing Andrew Fankush February 3rd. It happened at a home Fankush was just moving into. The home was formerly owned by Tursik's grandmother. With just over a month until the April vote, Racine Unified is ramping up its campaign for a $190 million referendum. Superintendent Soren Gajewski has taken to video to explain the district's financial situation, while two upcoming town hall meetings aim to address community concerns. You can see the superintendent's video on the RUSD social media pages. The first in-person meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday. It'll provide people an opportunity to ask questions about the referendum. If passed, people owning a $200,000 home would pay $70 more a year in taxes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and still unseasonably warm today with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Got rain rolling in overnight tonight and lingering through early tomorrow morning, and it could be mixed with a little bit of snowfall. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy day with highs returning to the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
I'm
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. If you've ever looked at the back of a product package, you likely noticed a familiar name like Procter & Gamble or PepsiCo or Unilever or Nestle. Nestle, of course, has deep ties to Wisconsin, Burlington, Wisconsin. And a handful of global corporations are responsible for mass producing thousands of brands we use daily. Nestle leads the pack with roughly 35,000 individual products spanning its more than 2,000 brands in food, beverages, pet care, and nutrition. Unilever comes next, offering about 18,000 distinct products across its 400 plus brands in personal care, home care, and food.
Sweeter than sugar. Ooh. Kisses like
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Radio Network, and you can hear some of our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Just download the app at civicmedia.us.
Thank you. and to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. That you've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You're going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow. Don is going to have tickets to give away to see Fluffy. He's going to be at the State Fair on August 7th. Who is Fluffy? That's Gabriel Iglesias. He's a very popular stand-up and comedian, and not only popular on stage, but on social media, too. And you can check him out on YouTube and Netflix and Nickelodeon. Don has tickets to give away tomorrow morning. In fact, all this week, I believe. And you can check out all the details online at WRJN.com.
Help me run, 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 help
98 years, WRJN has been providing local news and timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Could see some rain tonight, a low of 33. Same tomorrow, high of 45. Maybe a little rain early on Thursday, a high of 41.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Couldn't be truly ages, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain. I went down Virginia, seeking shelter from the storm. Caught up in the fable, I watched the tower grow. Bobby, your plans are new to you, wrapped in golden chains. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain. Heard the singers playing, how we cheered for more. Crowded, rushed together, trying to keep warm. Still the rain kept pouring, falling on my ears. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
You with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. True, that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There were some legal setbacks for President Trump today. One federal judge blocked the administration from freezing federal assistance. Another gave Trump 2 days to release billions of dollars in foreign aid. And another blocked his efforts to stop the nation's refugee admissions program. Matt Piper has that.
Refugee aid groups that sued argued the program went against the system Congress created for moving refugees into the U.S. The lawsuit says some refugees who had been approved to come to the U.S. had their travel canceled on short notice, and families who have waited years to reunite have been kept apart.
More than 20 civil service employees resigned today from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. They said they wouldn't use their expertise to dismantle public services. The White House says Musk will attend the president's first cabinet meeting tomorrow. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The question that is outstanding is how much power does Elon Musk really have? I mean, President Trump has been empowering him at every one of these twists and turns, calling his idea to make people justify their work in writing ingenious. And he says he backs this idea of having to write down your five accomplishments. But that doesn't mean a federal judge would agree.
The White House announced today it will now decide which journalists have access to the president's events. The White House Correspondents Association says leaders must not be able to choose.